You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This hour is sponsored by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Affordable implants, life-changing smiles.
This just in, Patrick Manelli.
Patrick Manelli, the longest tenured player in Chicago Bears history.
I want to thank the Bears organization for an incredible 16 years.
Score Football, pre and post game show co-host.
I think he's getting better, man. You always get asked, right? I'm sure you guys do. Are you a believer in Caleb Williams? And I'm not there yet is my answer, but I start believing more and more in him. And I'm even saying that after that last play of the game, I'm upset it didn't happen. But going into that the final few, I'm like, all right, we have 3 timeouts. We're going to tie the game or win the game here and go for 2. I just believe that it's unfortunate it didn't happen. All right, now, Caleb, it's your time to prove me right again or prove me wrong again. Go out there the next time you get a chance to do that, win the game or tie the game.
He even has a signature beer.
Long Snapper IPA. The can, the artwork's me long snapping a ball on top of an El Camino. I have an El Camino, so the artwork's great. The beer's great.
Patrick Manelli with Raheemy Harrison Grody on The Score.
We love talking to Patrick Manelli every Tuesday, and we do so via the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Patrick Manelli, the longest tenured Bear. He's also a long snapper. And the Patrick Manelli Award is coming up. Join fellow football fans at the annual Patrick Manelli Award Dinner, featuring an inspirational panel honoring the top long snappers in college football. It is the award that bears his name for a reason. The dinner and the ceremony take place on Saturday, December 13th. It all benefits Bernie's Book Bank. Visit berniesbookbank.org for more details. Hey, Patrick, how are you?
I'm good, guys. A little different talking after a loss, but here we are. I mean, we're still in the positive mode, and I joked in the pre- and the post-game show that Mully started talking about draft picks, and I said, stop it, man. I am not talking about a blank
I heard that.
Let's talk about a loss. Let's talk about the Cleveland Browns coming up next or whatever, but do not talk about a draft pick to be in a position.
I was listening, and Mully was setting it up real good. He's going into the preamble, and you're just like, Mully, look, I'm just going to stop you right here. I am
not having it.
I'm not going to answer that question about the draft because you're right, dude. It's like at this time every year, most times in the last 20 years or so, you're right. We're vying, trying to analysts. Losing is not interesting, Patrick.
I mean, it's fun now. We're actually getting to talk clock management. Can Caleb throw? Hidden yard. Why you win and lose? Talking about all that. So Let's break down the game and what we see in the Bears.
Actually, you just listed off all the topics we were probably going to talk to you about. Yep. Since I love it when people produce their own show. So which one of those would you like to start with, Patrick?
The final play. I think everybody wants to talk about that. I had no problem with it. You know, you can talk about clock management with that as well. I thought it was brilliant. I think he left it with, 20-something seconds left to go in the game. If you score there, we're talking about how great of a job Ben Johnson's doing with clock management. And then does he go for two and all that kind of stuff? We'll never know. I'm sure he'll hold that to the vest. I'm not sure if he's talked about that. But I had no problem with it. But I thought, guys, the most important part of that whole situation at the end of the game was he let Caleb make the play. He put it in his hands. You know, he could have maybe just said, all right, guys, we're going to hand it off up front. We've got two timeouts left, and let's just run for the first down and go from there. He made a decision. He gave it to Caleb. He said, listen, you have the option to run or throw it or whatever, whoever you want to throw it to. And I love that. To me, that was a key moment between Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams, that it's his time to go out there and make a statement play. And unfortunately, he didn't. But I think that's what we're going to see in the future is Ben Johnson saying, all right, Caleb, here you go. Here's the keys. Go make the play.
And Patrick, I completely agree with you on everything you just said. And I think it's important because they've had this conversation. I'm sorry. We've had this conversation, everyone has about, oh, is it about winning or is it about Caleb's development? I was like, it's about both. What are you talking about? Because my whole thing since the start of the season is I don't care how much you want to win. You're not going to win it all without Caleb Williams playing at a higher level and showing improvement, which clearly he needs to do. And I think what you just said about that last play and having the option to run or pass and obviously pick the read, that is a step in his development, whether he succeeds or whether he fails.
No, I agreed. So, all right, he failed, right? But that's a rep. And you get better by reps. And that is a game time, big time rep, right? You're going against your rival, end of a game, not an end of a half thing. It's one where, you know, kind of makes or breaks your career. And this is only his second year. And hopefully he learns from this. And what I expect is, Marshall, the next time this situation comes up, Ben Johnson calls his number again and he succeeds. And then that tells me, like you heard in the opening there, am I sold on Caleb yet? No, I'm not. But if you start making these plays, the city of Chicago is going to be sold. I'm going to be sold. You guys are going to be sold. We'll win more games. So I'm just excited that he handed it to him in that situation, said, young man, go make the play. It's unfortunate he didn't, but I like the fact that he did.
All right, so jump in on the discussion that we were having earlier to essentially begin the show, and that is the poor starts.
The Wayne Larrabee thing?
Not Wayne Larrabee! No!
What are you talking about?
He's fat!
Wow. I promised I wasn't going to go Wayne again, but
nobody's
there was.
Fat.
I don't want you to lose your voice.
It's Wayne's World.
Mitch, I might need Friday off. Where was I? Oh, yeah.
Don't pull a Kyler Gordon.
No.
Oh, man. Wow.
Sorry.
Wow.
We want to ask you about that, too. Add it to your list.
I know. We'll get to that. Sorry. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah. No, yeah. As Layla called it, Layla has coined the phrase the procrastination offense because it does get good.
I'm going down for this one.
Their paper, just like Layla's papers in college, they may have been turned in late, but it was good work.
My papers were never turned in late.
Oh, but no, you did procrastinate.
I had a 3.95 grade.
Well,
you could have had a 4.0.
But in my daily tasks, I had an 89 in media law, an 89, and I apparently got the highest grade in the class. That's not important.
Look at the big brains on Layla.
No, you know what?
And look
though?
Where it got you now.
Exactly.
She's sitting first chair at 50,000 watt
exactly.
radio station.
They hate me though, and I'm unqualified for this job. But I will say this. I do procrastinate in my daily tasks, as you guys know. I procrastinate going to bed. I procrastinate waking up. I procrastinate putting makeup on. Yes, I do procrastinate every day.
That's just being human, Layla. That's what we do.
But the problem is these guys are not human, and we expect them to not procrastinate in the offensive game plan. You can't just eke out 71 yards at the half. Mark,
I know. I'm
going to
give you coach speak on this one. Oh. And it's you know, just do the simple better.
Isn't that what we've been saying the whole season, though?
No, lose normal was the battle cry.
It's the beginning. Don't jump off sides, Colson Loveland. Unfortunately, you know, that's a holding penalty. That's in the middle of a play to get to 3rd and 15 in the first two drives. But just do the simple better. Get started by not making the little mistakes. And that's just get the game rolling that way. That's what I would like to see. And I also feel that way with Caleb. Do the simple better on 3rd and 5. Don't miss those little kind of layup shots to whoever's open. You know, I think I heard you guys talking about missing some of the easy throws. And that to me is just do the simple better for Caleb as well. You really can't put that in this last game. I thought that was too, just the third and 15s because of the penalties. But overall, when they start slow, it's them just not executing the little things. And that's coach speak, but they got to get everything right.
But is it faulting at this rate? Like there's a reasonable expectation of fault. And then there's 71 yards as a team at the half.
Yeah, I can't put my finger on that one. That was discouraging. Let's talk about the positives, how they came out in the second half and fixed that. But yeah, if they come out and they put up points, obviously earlier, it changes the narrative of the game, puts them in a different situation. But they can't do that. Ben Johnson, when he always talks too, right, he always seems like he solves the problem. And he was talking about the passing game getting better, need to execute better. He didn't get it better this last game. So they know it needs to get better. I just don't have the answer for that. But my simple coach speak of not coaching him up is what you would do as a bad coach, is tell him do the simple better.
This segment with Patrick Manley, the longtime long snapper for the Chicago Bears, brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today. I take issue with that offense mainly because of things like the defense finally getting an interception early in the game, and they've got the ball, you know, first and 10 at the 36-yard line of Green Bay, no points. That to me is the difference between winning against regular teams and winning against the best teams in the conference. But when you look around right now, Patrick, do you feel like the North is a thing that's still on the table? Do you feel like the number one seed is still on the table?
I do. With this run game and who they are, I think they can. The key is those turnovers too, Marshall, if they can continue getting those. But again, they're going against one of the top three or four defenses in the NFL. So that's tough going with this offense, who is not elite yet. We have an elite running game, but we're not an elite offense. But I do think there is a chance. You know, you take care of Cleveland, you get back on the winning side of things, and then you take care of Green Bay when they come back here to Chicago. You never know. But I do think they're good enough to do it. I think they proved it in that game against Green Bay. I think what we watched on Sunday was a playoff game. Those are two playoff caliber teams, and I think the Bears are good enough, and I think they can win this division.
It's Raheemy Harrison Grody on the Score of this segment with Patrick Manley. It's sponsored by Loyola Medicine. When things are at their worst, we are at our best. Patrick, I got a couple of things for you. First of all, what did you see, and what was your reaction on that botch kick in the second quarter by Cairo Santos?
It looked like he was going for that dirty kick, you know, where you kind of carry it to the 20-yard line and hit it on the ground. And in my opinion, in that situation, that's not when you do it. The weather is difficult. You just kind of let a player do what's easy, and you just take what the situation is giving you, if that makes sense. Don't try that dirty kick there. I understand maybe in practice he's done it at Hallis Hall and the weather and all that kind of stuff, but make it easier on the player. And what happened there, two guys, they gave up a touchdown after that one.
Yeah.
You know, they got the ball at the 40-yard line. They gave up a touchdown. Another one that's upsetting to me and hidden dirty bad yards for special teams is the touchback by Torrey Taylor. They had a touchback that went to the 20-yard line, right? I'm expecting him, I think it was a 60-yard kick into the end zone. They get the ball on the 20-yard line. They go and score a touchdown. If you want to be an elite punter in that situation, games like this late in the year, where it's, you know, tough weather and all that kind of stuff, get the ball within the 10-yard line. That's your job. You're a fourth-round pick to do that. Getting first downs in this league is hard. That's an extra first down, an extra 10 yards, but they let them start at the 20-yard line, and they went and scored a touchdown on that one as well. So if I'm in the special teams meeting, I'm taking Aaron Grody, and I'm Richard Hightower, I'm talking about that to the guys. I'm saying, listen, this is where we're not doing our job. Okay, did we execute the snap, punt, kick, and all that stuff, and fine, but these are the hidden yardage. This is what happened afterwards. We need to take care of our job.
The other thing real quick was, and you mentioned that the botch kick led to the Bo Melton bomb. What did you think about like the some of the breakdowns on defense, the explosive plays, which eventually did end the Bears in this game?
That's elite quarterbacking to me and Jordan Love, recognizing what's going on. You know, this the one to C.J. Gardner-Johnson, the one where they signaled to him and they kind of, you know, called the play, you know, they saw what was going on. They rolled up and they were blitzing and they were bringing it. To me, that's Jordan Love, and that's where I want Caleb to get. That's a quarterback taking over at the line of scrimmage and recognizing, you know, the Kevin Byard's on him or whoever's covering him. It's a mismatch, and that's just Jordan Love taking advantage of what was given him. And Dennis Allen's going to live and die by the blitz, and we know that. And he's been successful a lot of times with it, but that was Jordan Love beating him a couple times on those calls.
We're talking to Patrick Manley, the longest tenured Bear, former long snapper, has long snapper IPA, and part of our pre- and post-game coverage here on 670 The Score. And Patrick, you talked about what you perceived to be halftime adjustments. Well, yesterday, Ben Johnson mm-hmm. was asked, what offensive adjustments did you make at halftime? That was the question. And he said none. So when you hear him say that, and I said it sure looked like there was some discussion at the half. As a former player, what do you make of that, and what goes on? I feel like there's enough time to at least say to somebody, hey, you're doing X, Y, and Z during this game. Don't do that, or something like that goes on at the half.
What I kind of saw was just his mentality changed. I don't think his formations and all that kind of stuff changed. I think it was more of they came out and actually threw the ball and did a little more play action to start the second half and then got to the run game. So, you know, you practice all week and you put that game plan in all week and you got formations and all that stuff and you're scouting Jeff Hafley. I don't think he changed any of that. I just think he went down on his call sheet and called different plays and different orders and different ideas and different situations. That's what I thought. And when you're asking about adjustments, it's not him, you know, adjusting schemes and things like that. I think it's just him adjusting his call sheet to what he needed to do at that moment. And it obviously worked in the second half to get started throwing the ball, they're making the easy throws for Caleb and loosening up the defense, and then running the ball down their throat successfully.
You called it elite quarterbacking. I don't know that that's going to drop off between now and December 20th when they play here in Chicago. Mm-hmm. I don't believe Kyler Gordon's going to be playing. I don't even know if Jalen Johnson's going to be at full strength by then. Yeah. How do they deal with this elite team speed in addition to the elite quarterbacking when they can't seem to get pressure without calling blitzes? I mean, what's the answer here?
I don't know, Marshall, and I think that's, you know, that's Dennis Allen's job to figure out. It'll be interesting to see if his game plan looks anything like it did on Sunday. Do you come out there and play as much man and blitz as much as you do? I don't know. That's going to be the interesting thing too, as coaches, you've got 2 weeks, 14 days to put two game plans together for the team. And I don't have an answer for that one. I'm sure Dennis Allen and his crew right now, they're worried about Cleveland, but in the back of their mind, he's probably talking to his younger assistants down the line saying, we got to figure out a game plan for this. Start scouting that game a little bit harder and get me ready for 2 weeks, because whatever they did didn't work. You know, they only gave up 28 points, but they got beat on those big plays, and that killed them.
They had an 18% pressure rate on their blitzes.
Yeah,
that's
not good. I mean,
that's
the problem, Layla. I feel bad for Dennis Allen. If Montez Sweat was an elite pass rusher, or if they had an elite pass rusher, this defense would look a whole lot different. And if you want to go talk about draft, that's what you got to draft, right? You got to get somebody for him to get to the quarterback. And I don't know if you can get a Micah Parsons, but a Micah Parsons-like player that, you know, the game has to be schemed around him, and then you can worry about pressures differently throughout the game instead of dialing up these exotic blitzes all game.
I'm turning Spiegel's page way too soon, because Spiegel apparently decides when to turn the page.
We ain't got to wait till tomorrow.
Wednesday.
Yeah, we ain't got to wait till tomorrow.
Hey,
Patrick ain't coming on with us.
Hey, the Bears are doing it right now. They have to. The coaches have to do that because they know they got him in 2 weeks.
Yeah,
you have to turn it quickly. If I'm a coach and I'm bringing the guys in on Monday and Tuesday, I'm watching very little of that film just to wash it out of there, because it's coming back quickly, right? It's coming back next Sunday night, next Monday when they start ready for the next game. I'm turning the page. So I think you're turning the page right there.
I'm turning the page, buddy.
Make that happen. Yes. Right.
I know. He just turned too many pages.
I just turned a little
bit. He just turned two. We're
don't turn it
ahead.
To the Packers. Just turn it to Cleveland.
but I do want to ask you about the fact that Bears game is on a Saturday night in the holiday season at 7 p.m. in the great, big, beautiful city of Chicago.
The tailgating alone.
I mean, it's going to be...
the bars. Your friends.
It's going to be
your
so...
My friends.
Hey, Pat, have you played in a Saturday night game in the city? I remember.
I can't recall a Saturday night. I know Sundays and Mondays, and the crowd was different, obviously.
Yes. Drunk.
But it's going to be... That atmosphere is going to be amazing.
Oh,
and it's,
yes.
You know, too bad we lost. It would have been more fun to win, but I think just that revenge game too, that revenge feel as a Packers fan is going to be pretty good.
There's going to be some distracted people at holiday parties. You know somebody's scheduled
a
holiday party.
There's going to
be some arrests.
Oh, gosh. Oh, the holiday parties for sure.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of people going to the old-style jail, I think, at some point in time.
Is T-Box that day, too? If T-Box is that day, just pray for the police,
Hey, Pat, I just thought of a horrible potential memory for you and for me.
A potential memory?
What was did you guys play a New Year's Eve game on a Saturday night where... I think, do you know what I'm talking about? Rex Grossman had a terrible game.
Yes, back we did.
Do you remember that? Like, I wish I could think of more details.
Not really. Those are some you just wash away. Yeah. It was a New Year's. Yes, it was.
And it might have been a Saturday. Yeah. Sorry to bring that up, but it went through my head, and stream of consciousness got the best of me. I am sorry, Patrick.
Well, let's hope for a better outcome next Saturday.
Amen, brother. Amen.
Yes. Thankfully for the world, T-Box is this Saturday, so at least the Saturday night Bears game isn't combining with the bar crawl, the Big Ten grads.
The Big T-Box and the Swiss Hole.
The 12 bars of Christmas or whatever they call it. I've heard of it.
And they're not interrupting the Manly Award, thank God.
No.
Thank God.
Bears knew how to schedule it right. Yeah,
nice plan.
Or the Heisman. Yes.
There it is. That's Patrick Manley. We always love talking to him. Before Chicago takes on Cleveland, tune in Sunday from 9 until noon, 9 a.m., for your local Ford dealers pregame show right here on 670 The Score. And that is where you will find Patrick Manley, along with Olin Krutz and Mully, getting you set for the game. Then immediately following the game, they have instant reaction on the postgame show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Aturo Tire. Yes, all of it can be heard on the Score and the Odyssey app. Patrick Bailey, thanks as always.
Thanks, Patrick.
Bye, Snappy.
Oh, wow. Snappy. Oh, yeah, now that he's gone.
He was off
gone.
The line. Yeah, you aren't doing that.
I see what you did there. Coming up, we should do this more often, so we're gonna. Let's go around the NFL. And the topic today and around the NFL is, after the Bears lost to the Packers, who do you fear in the NFC? Who do you respect? What the hell was that game last night? We'll discuss it all next on Raheem Harrison Grody on 670 The Score.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Raheem Harrison Grody, middays 10 till 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Here they go, 3rd and 1. They fake the tush push. It's a snap to Hurts. They give it out to Barkley, running on the far side, 50. Sideline 40, kick to the 30, 20, 10, 5, touchdown! Saquon Barkley, like a rocket! 52-yard touchdown run! And the Eagles come up with a huge play and get their first lead tonight to start the fourth quarter. Wow!
And then you know what I hear? Come on, Marshall! Kevin Harlan on the call. Westwood won. We love to hear it. And that game was strange last night. Bizarre. At one point, I'm pretty sure it was indeed drunk.
How bizarre.
And it also was a very likely game to have a 19 in it. The Chargers beat the Philadelphia Eagles 22-19. That at SoFi on Monday night. And this, you know, a lot of people say it's time for America's favorite game or America's favorite segment or America's favorite topic. But I'm pretty sure this is America's favorite topic. It's time to go around the NFL. Who doesn't love doing that? So this is Around the NFL and Raheem Harrison Grody, and we have a topic in the topic, which is, after the Bears lost to the Packers, who do you fear in the NFC? Who scares you the most in ye NFC?
Let's start with who does not scare us. How about that?
Is it the team that scored only 19 points yesterday?
That would be the team.
Hell of a run by Saquon, though, let's be honest.
Eagles.
Yeah. The Eagles are getting less scary as the weeks go by. Their quarterback. How do you get two turnovers on one play? The first time that's happened in recorded NFL history.
Well, because you tempt fates by saying to the gods, I don't turn the ball over. And the gods are like, yes, you do. Smote.
He threw an interception. The player who intercepted the ball, fumbled it. He picked it up, and then he fumbled. That's what happened to Jalen Hurts on the way to a 5-turnover game. I know people who lost their fantasy matchups last night because he had less fantasy points than Daniel Jones, who was, of course, carried off the field with a torn Achilles.
Life comes at you fast.
I won my week because of Jalen Hurts.
Are you serious?
Because you're going up against him?
Yeah, he only needed 6 points, and I was going into it with a 6% chance of winning. And then by the fourth quarter, 98% chance.
And let's just call this game what it was. Not quarterbacky. Like Justin Herbert had a 59.6 rating in this game. 12 of 26 for 139, a touchdown and an interception. And then Jalen Hurts had a paltry 31.2, 21 of 40, 240 yards, but 0 TDs and 4 INTs. So, yeah. That was quite the game. So you don't fear the Eagles. Mark, do you fear the Eagles?
No, I don't. And it's a little bit disappointing because, and I don't know if this has gone through other people's heads, is it denting the meaning of what the Bears did to the Eagles last week? Because the Eagles seem to be a team that is kind of on the fall.
You can't let you know what you sound like right now?
What?
You sound like that guy who talks about how he broke up with his girlfriend feeling good,
yeah,
and then she got with a guy who was clearly out of shape, didn't have a job. You're like, wait a minute, was I dating someone who wasn't even attractive? Like, what? That's what you sound like right now, and I'm not going to let it stand.
Marky Downer?
Do I sound like a Debbie Downer when you address the mic.
I know
that it's not all about appearance, right?
Because what? I don't want...
Have you dated men?
No, but for women, it's not all about...
We're way more visual.
Yeah, we're way more visually stimulated. Way more. But as far as...
This is why I don't date his friend.
We're shallow.
No, we're not shallow.
A little bit.
Visuals matter. Aesthetics matter.
Right, just natural.
In that same category with the Eagles are, of course, the team below them, although only 1.5 games back, the Dallas Cowboys, who could be in the playoff mix. And I would submit to you the entire NFC South. I would submit to you the entire NFC South. Not afraid of.
Every year, there's always a division that nobody wants to win. And again, it is the NFC South. The Rams scare me. Is that better?
Yeah.
My preseason Super Bowl pick is looking pretty good.
Also, my preseason Super Bowl pick.
Yeah,
so by that definition.
How did we do that? We didn't even talk about it.
No, we didn't.
I picked the Rams and Bills, and he too picked the Rams and Bills.
Well, you're looking good. Is anybody going to ever love Seattle for what? Is there any fear?
I love Seattle.
I got some respect and fear for Seattle.
Seattle's out here quietly with a 10-3 record.
Double-digit wins, man.
I fear Seattle. And I hearken back to Mark Grody's fear, and I'm going to lean into that. I fear a trip to Santa Clara, so therefore I fear the San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah, I don't feel good. But, again, different year. And my guess is
they're 9-4 when
the Bears do... Yeah, no, they're very good. When the Bears do play San Francisco against the 49ers in Santa Clara, my guess is they will guard the tight ends. My guess. That's just my thought process. I'm breaking it down.
George Kittle, who was like at 2% healthy, was like, yeah, I'll play the Bears. And then he got like a billion yards and some touchdowns and stuff.
It was some of the worst defense of game planning I've ever seen from the Bears. Maybe I shouldn't say that because I was here for Mel Tucker. But yeah, that was pretty bad. But yeah, San Francisco, to be feared as well. 9-4. Yeah.
Also, like, credit to Jackson Smith and Jigba. Also, like, quietly just doing his thing.
Is he still leading the NFL in receiving yards?
Yes.
That's great. Good for
him. They're killing it out there. Sam Darnold, 20 of 30 in that 37-9 win over the Falcons. 249 yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 interception, a sexy 117 rating. Like, they're just doing the thing up there. I don't even know what happens all the way up there in that corner, but they're great.
What's going on up there?
The meatloaf.
So to be clear, I just want to make sure, in summary of this portion of the conversation.
They're 6-1 on the road.
Ma, the meatloaf.
We fear 3/4 of the NFC West, none of the NFC South, none of the NFC East. And then...
The NFC East fears itself.
Do you fear the Packers? That's the last portion.
Okay. Of course.
All right.
Yeah. Right.
There's 4 teams that are feared in the NFC.
We're already looking forward to the game on Saturday night, knowing that the outcome might just have the same results for fans. Like, either they win and people are drunk, or they lose and people are drunk.
Gang, I don't know if people have lost track of what Washington is doing right now, but folks, they are 3-10, have lost 8 in a row. It's pretty amazing what's going on with that franchise this year.
Why bring Jaden Daniels back, by the way? Like, why not just let him...
Do you know who started that losing streak?
That's such a good nugget.
Well, how the turntables.
Seriously.
At the time, like 3 weeks later, I said, what if the Bears started a Commanders 10-game losing streak? Would that be justice?
No, because like the Commanders weren't really the problem there. The problem was the Bears. Then you're just hurting people because you got hurt.
Well,
and hurt people hurt people.
I'm saying, what's wrong with that? You don't want to hurt who hurt you? You don't have a little petty in you?
I just am like, did I win the head-to-head matchup?
I think
obviously. Yeah. But like, I don't take it out on innocent people. There's no need
for
that.
Are the Commanders innocent?
No, but I don't need to send them into a 10-game losing streak.
Remember when Jaden Daniels was smiling the whole game?
I mean, I thought Jaden Daniels was really good last year. I don't want you to lose to everybody.
No, but I'm just saying that the Jaden Daniels, Caleb Williams conversation.
It was heavy last year.
It was a much worded conversation.
I think it was just because, number one, you knew that the Bears in their current situation last year wouldn't be able to develop Jaden Daniels or Caleb Williams. They couldn't develop any quarterback.
Yeah,
Carl was right.
Carl
no,
was right.
Carl Williams was 100% right.
Carl?
Yeah, that's Caleb's dad.
Yeah. I see Carl. I see Carl every once in a while outside of the Bears locker room.
Tell him we said that at the time he was right.
I have not had a good talk with Carl yet.
I would love if you would engage him in conversation.
If I had had time, because it's the worst time. We're waiting to get into the locker room.
I think it's the best time because you've got time.
That's true. But no, I did see him one time and he smiled. Like I was walking towards him. He smiles at me because I did give him a fist pump. I was walking toward. This was a case where I didn't. I was after the locker room. I needed to get upstairs. I see Carl, and I go towards him, getting ready to give him a fist pump, and he just smiles at me, and I smile back, fist pump, and that's it. It made me wonder if we have a thing.
That's why you open your mouth and speak,
because I'm giving Carl a lot of credit.
Maybe he's got to ease into it.
Yeah, like from day one when he had not necessarily the stuff in the book,
but the concerns.
But last year I was like, yeah, when he had the meeting with Ryan Poles and say, why is it going to be different for my son? I don't know. Maybe Carl heard me being very complimentary because
I have no problem with anything Carl Williams has done during this entire.
He's a good Carl.
Lifeline of the story.
Same. And maybe I'm just making this in my head, but. We smiled at each other, and I do wonder if that's the reason.
Okay, back to do you smile at girls and think they're smiling at you, but really they're smiling at somebody behind you?
Oh, no, I'm usually pretty in tune with that. Yeah.
I smile at everybody.
That's a lie.
No, I mean, usually, like, when I'm out and about and stuff, yeah. Now, if somebody tells me to smile, do you think I'm smiling?
No one's telling you to smile.
I've been told to smile.
No, I mean, like, and you're just walking down the street, no one's like, They tell you to smile if it's a social situation where they feel you need to be smiling because we're supposed to all be having fun.
Yeah, no, I told you about the time where I was like helping work an event for my friend. I worked the door and this guy was
like,
you need to smile. And I was like, you need to shut up.
You need to smile more.
The guy wasn't invited to that event.
Poor guy liked her.
No, he didn't.
Poor fellow. Never had a chance, later. Apparently.
No, I'll tell you later.
Shoot
what that
or shoot.
Was.
Hey,
that, no, that was not shooting. That was a guy trying to flex and fail.
Am I allowed to mention the AFC in
of
this conversation?
You are. Yeah, is there somebody?
Can you believe
there?
Kansas City is 6-7 right now?
Yes.
You know why? Yes, because last year we saw the warning signs of this.
Even after the Super Bowl,
and then
people
were
already talking
they got
about it.
Back to the Super Bowl.
You're right, Layla. It was maximum effort for them last year to do what they did, wasn't it?
It's weird because the eye test matched the suspension, which also contradicted the result. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So, like, that's what I feel like was happening. We all knew that they weren't the same as what we knew them to be, and they were likely running on some sort of combination of fumes and just who was available at certain positions because the quarterback contract money was what it was.
And then,
so all of that said, like, now we're seeing the actual decline of the Chiefs.
Yeah.
And you know what the sad part is? Is everybody who like was tired of the Chiefs and all this and that, and they hated them, and they like didn't care. I don't even know if they're appreciating what's going on. The fact that there is actual parity now in the AFC when there wasn't for years.
Well, I just want to point out, you said 6-7. I just want to tell you who the 7 losses were to.
Okay.
The Chargers, the Eagles, the Jaguars, the Bills, the Broncos, the Cowboys, and the Texans. Like, those are all teams that
fair.
Are
that's
at 500 or above 500. Although, are the Cowboys?
That is a good excuse for
them. Got that tie.
The 5-5-1.
And really quick, I know we got a break, okay. But I did mention
Dallas is 6-6-1.
Yeah, they're at 500. Yeah.
I did mention last week, keep an eye on the Colts and for the normalization to begin.
Well,
and they have now, they are 8-5. They've lost 3 in a row. And guess who they play at Seattle this week? I said, keep an eye on that team. They are falling away.
Yeah, that's why I picked the Jaguars to win the division a month ago.
You are on it,
sir. Not the Jaguars, sorry, the Texans.
That's another one.
The Jaguars look pretty good.
The Jags are 9-4.
They're third place in the AFC right
Houston,
now.
Houston, 8-5. They've won 5 in a row. Jacksonville's won 4 in a row. And the Colts are going, bye-bye, Tyler Warren. Bye-bye.
Well, Philip Rivers is going to lead them back to glory.
He's doing pretty well.
Strudzy.
Grandpa Phil is going to lead them back to glory.
Yeah, we got to get to that's a preview of our 5 on it. Because the olds are having a moment. And I think that I, as an old, should appreciate this moment. So we'll talk about that.
What does that make me if you're an old? Yeah,
don't talk about that. That's not important.
I'm an oldie.
Men don't really age the same. Let's just call it.
You're a goldie, not an oldie.
I'm a silver fox.
Okay. Yo!
You said that. You said
Mark
that.
Mark Brody, yes, 312-644-6767.
We're accepting all ages.
You've been filling yourself ever since
guys,
I said that.
I am,
also,
yeah. You're hot, though, Marshall. That's why.
Do you realize, like, somebody gave out our number, the score text line, the score phone number to a realtor, and we get those realtor texts?
Yeah,
I swear, if one of you gives 312-644-6767 as a number at a bar to somebody, I'm going to be very disappointed, but somewhat entertained in you.
As for my hair, by the way.
The bar, though, would they?
No, they'd be like, hey, this is so-and-so. I met you at X Place. Like, how's it going? And then we get the text instead, and I'll be like, I'm sorry. You have a radio station.
Text from the tree. Haircut looks sick. Robbie Triano, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, Robbie.
What's up, Robbie?
Next time. Yeah, what up, Robbie? Next time someone asks for my number, I'm going to give them the text line.
One time I know.
You can afford to do that? See, this is why you are hot. You could just give fake numbers to girls.
I'm not.
I definitely have witnessed people giving out Mike Jones's number.
Back to Layla's comment. Yes. It's not about looks.
Yes.
I come in with the personality.
Right, a little charisma.
Did
right.
you just
I'm
no,
the funny
you
one.
You can't
trust
do that
me.
After you said all that mess earlier.
What mess?
About how you're like, and then she dated some other guys not attractive. And it's like, oh.
Yeah,
but it's like
right.
you said, it's different for women, so. Yeah.
Yes, your double standard is wreaking supreme right now.
Yes, mm-hmm. as it should.
Man, I see why they call this America's favorite segment. This was a blast.
That was
we
got to
do this again
Good
sometime.
Good call, Layla. Good call.
We will. And also, we have a reminder for you. Next Friday, December 19th, join the score at the world-famous Brat Stop in Kenosha for the return of the Brat Bowl.
I'll be there.
Round 2 of Chicago and Green Bay. I can't wait for you to see it. You need to experience the Brat Stop.
I'm going to get a company rig for us. I'm driving, guys. But
hell
we're gonna,
yeah.
I'm going to see if I can get us one of the rigs.
I'm going to... Well, I'll live stream the hashtag content.
Yes.
Our show will be broadcasting live from 10 to 2, followed by Spiegel and Holmes from 2 to 6 that afternoon. We'll be joined by special guests and host from the Fan in Milwaukee. We got to find that Rami Makhlouf. The show's gear up for a huge game the next day, as we know. That's December 19th, Friday. from 10 to 6, the Broad Stop in Kenosha. It is all brought to you by Kenosha Subaru. For all you do, Kenosha Subaru. We had a great time last time, so come hang. Next, we get to come hang with the US 99 Morning Show. Melissa McGurran and Austin Huff join us. They have a request of us and a request of you, the listener. You'll want to get in on it.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Next. We're talking to play-by-play man Kevin Harlan. You're the best when it comes to play-by-play of life.
We're sending Marshall Harris to D.C. to run on the field.
Come on, Marshall. Nah. Bring it home, baby. We're ready for you.
The Raheemy Harrison Grody Show, middays 10 to 2 on 670 The Score.
Yeah, that's right, Tyler Buterbaugh. Let's get some country music in here because our friends from US 99 have joined our studio. Just in time, we've got the Odyssey holiday party today, and Melissa and Austin from US 99's morning show are here. Welcome, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Let's get Austin's mic on over there, guys.
Oh, here we go. Thank you. The only way we got, I got Melissa to come downstairs to be in the studio is because I told her we're going to be breaking down Ben Johnson being shirtless. Is that, are we going to?
My non-sports girlfriends were like, hey, who's this Bears coach? Well, are you one of them now?
Sure. I mean, he's not hard on the eyes, that's for sure.
I mean, as a heterosexual male, he's hot. Like, let's be honest. He's a good looking man, looks good with his shirt off, so and it's all
we
all
call
fair.
It just chiseled enough to make you feel energy. Uncomfortable. Like, I wouldn't take my shirt off around him in a pool.
Oh yeah, Marshall's in our update studio here. We didn't have enough mics. Marshall, can you repeat that one more time?
Yeah, so we call it Big DE, Big DILF Energy.
Yeah, well, yes, he's got that going on too.
Yeah. Without question.
Ben Johnson, regardless of whatever orientation one may be, we as a collective appreciate you.
Welcome to the score, though. It's good to see Austin.
Thank you guys.
You've been down here. Melissa, welcome to
your
first trip to the score.
Yeah. I know. I've never been in here. Yes. I mean, this is kind of exciting. Maybe I think I'm marking this off on my bucket list. Yeah.
The synergy is overwhelming, right? Melissa, I'll be honest with you.
Melissa, you always remember your first.
This is true. Yeah. I've learned that a couple of times.
And it's for charity at that.
And it is for charity. Yes, I guess that's a good segue into why we we are here.
Yes, tell us what you guys are doing. I always love it when US 99 team asks Score listeners to help team up in their charity efforts, because the Score listeners will back you up.
Yeah.
They did a wonderful thing helping out getting puppy dogs for veterans.
That's right.
That was
a
wonderful effort. So now we're looking forward to what you have to tell us next.
Yeah, it's big stuff.
We had a lot of people come in, just real quick, with our vet dogs promotion that we did in May during Military Appreciation Month. We had so many people get in and donate and say and put in the memo line, Score listener, like, I heard you on the Score, like, so thank you to Score listeners for coming up big.
What would we do without you guys?
Right.
Honestly.
This week is our annual St. Jude Radiothon that we are very excited for, kicking off on Thursday.
Yeah, it'll be 2 days, Thursday and Friday. We do this every year about this time. It is giving season. We all know that. And so we'll be starting first thing in the morning and running all day, actually, raising money for the kids at St. Jude. So if anybody would like to even donate early, you can. Mm-hmm. But we'll be there. And if anybody wants to pop on over to US 99 and take a minute, even the Score listeners, to pop in for a minute and listen to a story and donate for the holidays, because, you know, a lot of people do. They do that as tradition to donate during this time of the year.
I've got the number here. Mm-hmm. You can text the word GIVE to 312-946-4995. That is the number, 312-946-4995.
Yeah, and to bring the sports world into it, we have a big rivalry every year with our friends from WYCD in Detroit, who, you know, Josh. Josh, Rachel, and Grunwald is their morning show there. And
they got a Grunwald, huh?
They have a Grunwald. Wow. And let me tell you, he is a Grunwald. And every year we try and face off against them to try and beat them. And there's a big Detroit-Chicago rivalry.
Sure.
And they talk a lot of trash. And so I really don't want to lose to Detroit this year.
Wait, I was going to say, we lost last year.
What?
Yeah. So now we really need people to step up so that we don't lose
heads
this year.
Scoreheads, unite.
Yes. Yes.
What's that number again, Layla?
Yeah,
give it again now.
Text the word GIVE, 312-946-4995, 312-946-4995. Right. Text the word GIVE and donate today. This is important to know. Families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food, so they can just focus on helping their child live. Rip up the bill to remind your listeners, that's us, that their Partners in Hope pledge helps make this dream a reality for the St. Jude family. So when you donate, you're just helping people be able to live their lives a little bit better and have one less thing to worry about while they go through this time.
I think a lot of people don't know, too, that St. Jude passes all their information on. So all the research that they do, they pass it on to doctors everywhere, hospitals everywhere. And so they treat kids from all over the United States, but people don't know that they treat kids from all over the world.
Yeah, right here at Lurie's, name a children's hospital, and St. Jude will share their research with them. So you're not just helping the kids at St. Jude, you're helping kids nationwide. And it could be, you know, like I always view it as like insurance. I've got two little girls at home, and I view it as, when I give to St. Jude, as insurance. I hope I never have to see that money. But in case my kids ever fall to an illness or anything like that, then I know that the money that I help donate to St. Jude will help go to find a cure for my
kids.
And
to that end, it's important to point out too, and I've done some stuff at Lurie's, and it's moving. Like, I have a hard time talking about it, but families never receive a bill from St. Jude's for treatment, travel, housing, or food. So that's the why of why they need them for kids.
Which is also highly unusual. It's like one of the only places that does that, which makes it so important. And the message that they try to send home is that gives the chance for the family to 100% focus on healing their child, which I love that message.
Yeah.
So once again, just in case you need to know, and I'm sorry we are running out of time, but this is a very important cause to us at the Score. That's why we wanted to have you guys on.
Got to beat Detroit.
Let's go.
Beat Detroit.
How long are you guys on? What are we doing 24 hours?
Thursday and Friday.
Okay.
December 11th and 12th.
All right.
So what time does it start?
It will start with us at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then it will go all the way through until 6 a.m.
Yeah, it will go up through Scotty K. Robin Hawley. Robin Hawley, deep into the evening. Yeah.
So they'll be running information overnights. You can still donate overnight to the same text number that you just threw out, where you can text GIVE. And So it'll be a full 48 hours. Austin and I specifically will be on from 6 to 11.
Yeah, and Melissa has a lot of singles saved up that she was going to put in the waistband of a shirtless Ben Johnson, but that she is going to donate.
That
she
is already no said longer important.
She is going to donate that
priorities,
money.
Right?
Hey,
priorities,
yes,
right?
Whatever, priorities.
Whatever it takes, Melissa, yes, whatever it takes. If it's Ben Johnson that gets people going, let's go.
Yeah. Honestly, that is a reason to want to beat Detroit because we took their coach.
Yeah, right. So. Exactly.
Yeah, right. Right. How that goes.
And if you donate enough, maybe he'll take his pants off. I don't know.
See, this is...
We
can't keep offering up Ben Johnson for charity like this. There's got to be some consent here.
I feel like Ben would do it.
Once again...
Chicago's hungry. Here we go.
Yeah, but talk about a wiener circle. Am I right?
If you want to get a head start, the best time is always while you're thinking about it, which is right now. So text the word GIVE, 312-946-4995 to St. Jude so families can have a little bit of an easier time during a very, very difficult one. Melissa and Austin, we look forward to hearing the radiothon. Thanks for joining us. No.
Thank you, guys. Yeah. Thank you all so much. Really appreciate it.
Marshall, Layla, Grody, thank you, guys.
Appreciate y'all.
We really do appreciate it.
Our pleasure.
You guys are the best.
As far as that other energy is concerned that Marshall just mentioned, well, we've got a question that regards that in five on it, which is next.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.